We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very exciting. Donna 5000. He has just walked into the building. How are you doing, man? You had to deal with that South Florida traffic. How are you?
I'm great, man. I can't complain. It's a blessing to be here.
It's good to have you here, man. It's good to have you here. It's been a while. It's been a crazy ride for you ever since the last time we saw you in the Bellator cage, and now you're working up. You got your own promotion. You got the Brawl promotion. A lot of things going on for you, man. So, Dogfight was such a huge success. It's blown up on Netflix. What is the deal with it now? Because I see you on Instagram all the time. You're posting. There's going to be a Dogfight 2. We're all waiting with bated breath. Where's that stand right now? When do we get to see the next chapter of your story?
Well, right now, we're about 90% through with Dogfight Round 2. And we didn't have nothing to compare Dogfight 1 to, right? So it was amazing. But when you see the content that's going to be displayed, you know, to the public, you know, to the millions of people that are waiting, you know, it's going to be astronomical. Because if Dogfight 1 was amazing, you know, Dogfight 2, we're going to have to create a word for it, you know.
Is Netflix backing this? Like, they want this on their platform? Like, how is it going to be? Because you guys, I mean, you put so much into the first one. It took forever to come out. I was always, like, bugging Billy Gordon. When the hell is this thing coming out, man? Because I want to hear the story. I read the stuff back in the day in New Times when they featured you. And it finally came out. It was very exciting. But that Netflix, it's got to be like a next level jump of exposure to yourself.
Of course. You know, no one knew how big Dogfight 1 was going to actually be. And it was almost like a Beyonce album with no promo. It just dropped and it caught fire, man. And the world was just in awe, you know. And on Dogfight Round 2, we go a little bit more inside the day, the night, the life of the fighters, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a couple guys like Chauncey passed in Dogfight 1. So did Treon. And we just gave individuals just a taste of who they are. So now we're going to take the cameras home with these guys, right? To the point that, you know, you'll be able to identify with them. Mm-hmm. You know, a single father of three kids working two jobs, you know, in and out of the hoopla of just trying to become someone, right? You have individuals all across the world that will be able to relate to this guy. So before this guy even get inside the cage and throw a punch, he already has a fan base. And when you look at MMA, the MMA fighters have always fought inside the octagon. Mm-hmm. You know, the boxers and wrestlers have always fought inside of the squared circle. You know, we put together a trigon. It's a three-sided steel cage professionally built by Thunder Cages out of Portland, Oregon. And we're really raising the bar to the point that no one is going to be able to touch this, you know. The best deal with the best, Billy Corbin is the best at what he does, and I'm the best at what I do. We're going to give the visitors who are coming to Miami something else to look forward to other than a South Beach. They're all going to want to come down to Miami to see the world's famous greenhouse, the biggest backyard in America.
Explain to Leroy and explain to Beast the idea behind the trigon, because
we were looking at it yesterday, and we're like, whoa, that's next level.
Because I was saying, like, they want the action. That's where it is. Like, in the backyard, you don't understand. Like, you got only your fists and a whole crowd watching. They want action. There's no running around the ring or anything like that. It's right up against it.
Yes, it is. You know, it was designed to, it was designed to promote confrontation, right?
It does.
We really want to take the B out of boring. So when you look at, you know, changing the game, you know, this stuff been around since the Roman Coliseum days, right? You know, I didn't invent backyard fighting, but I played the innovative role to it, right? So I took something that you see every day and I altered its appearance. I made it a little more acceptable for the people of the 21st century. It was almost like going fishing with good bait. So I was talking with a guy, 50 Cent, you know, and he was telling me, he was like, Dada, you got to change the game, because in the initial beginning, we did the ring, right? Yeah. And it was a 12 by 12. It was like a matchbox, right. But it was already done. So basically, I had to come up with my own concoction, you know? So I said, hey, listen, these guys have, you know, the octagon. They have, you know, the squared circle, you know, shapes. So I said, how could I be interesting enough to present something that has a significant level of meaning to it. So I came up with the trigon, right? The point. If you get caught in that point by a person who knows what they're doing, it's going to be hard for you to get out. A good jab will end the fight if you get caught inside that point, you know? And it is 12 feet wide, 21 feet to the nose, you know? And I really think, like, it gives the opponent something else to worry about other than their opponent, not letting their opponent gain position and putting them inside an uncomfortable position.
We got Dada 5000 with us in studio. So where are you at right now with fighters and guys wanting to be in the backyard? Because it's got to be harder now that you have the notoriety that you do. Are you doing it in the backyard now? Are you doing these in? Are you bringing the Trigon into, or, you know, a place where there's a venue? How do you plan on doing this now for guys to have their place to fight?
Well, this is it. Right now, you know, we're preparing ourselves to take it to different cities, the different states. You know, because in the initial beginning, it was just me, right? Mm-hmm. So now this has gotten so much bigger than me. I've gotten individuals to come on board from NASCAR to Big Tobacco to you name it, you know, business owners that see the vision. You know, just don't look at it for where it came from to where it's at. We're looking at it for where it can be, you know, in the next, you know, months to come, because we're finishing up Dogfight Round 2 in June. We're going to drop a dope trailer, you know, in July. Then the world is on notice because, again, in the initial beginning, putting this thing together, me and Billy Corbin, we sat down and no one knew how it was going to turn out. It was something new for the both of us, right?
Right.
You know, and it became a blockbuster. So now that I've grown in every way, shape, form imaginable, you know, it put me in a position to think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. So now with Dogfight Round 2, we say, yo, we got to upgrade. You can't just have the poles in the ground. So we invested inside of a Trigon cage, $30,000 it took to get that thing built and shipped, you know, from Portland, Oregon to Miami. So now we have railings. Now we have bleachers. When you walk inside that backyard, you're going to swear you're inside the Miami Airlines Arena. You know?
I like it, man. Dada, so for you personally, you've now gone to this. You've always been the great promoter of the backyard, and now you've got this great venture. Are you going to fight again? Because you had such a scary incident the last time you and Kimbo fought. One of the best pre-fight build-ups I've ever been excited about, you know, having you guys lead up to that thing in Houston. I was jacked for that. It was Miami. It was going to get that national TV exposure, but it was very scary for you, man. Like I'm sure your first time in that kind of atmosphere, having to cut weight for fights, and you basically came back from the dead to be sitting here today. Is that something you want to do again? Is that a possibility, or is it just promotion from here on out for you?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I got to get back out there. You know, I have to, because with myself, I fought a few times prior to that, right? Probably not, you know, in that capacity, to the mm-hmm. point that you got 20 plus thousand screaming fans, you can't even hear yourself think. But I knew, just like all of the others before me, you have those jitters in the initial beginning. But once you get inside there, it's game time, it's game on. And I think my camp could have been a lot tighter. And when I say that, the individuals that had hands on that day in that dressing room. So we can only be affected by those that have access to us. And I say that to say this, that my heart did go out. I had two heart attacks and my kidneys went out in the first round. A lot of individuals would have quit. The first sign of danger that they felt their body is not acting normal, they would have waved the towel, right? But myself, I understood, you know, okay, well, I was telling the guys inside the back dressing room, I was like, yo, I feel funny. I feel funny. They was like, oh, no, it's just the big bright lights. I seen Mike Tyson, Booker T them, and you see how you do the eye thing, like I'm pointing at mm-hmm. you? I'm pointing, and my hand is going back that way. You looking in the back of you, and I'm looking in the back of me, and I'm like, whoa, I knew something wasn't right, but, you know, you didn't come that far, you know, to turn around. And at the end of the day, I say this, right, that I found out a lot about myself, that when you go into these situations, it's no guarantees that you're going to come out how you went in, how you go in. And I tell this to these guys all the time, you know, this is the hurt business, you know. And I came in there, you know, and I told people, I say, listen, I'm going to knock this guy out, you know, Friday, and I'm coming back home, you know, Saturday. And when my body starts shutting down, you know, I kept going. And a lot of people say, hey, listen, he knocked that out. No, you know, if you look, the punch missed. my heart gave out.
Yeah, you guys fought to exhaustion. You fought to it being, basically you going out. It was, I don't think we really understood what we were watching as it was happening, what was going on inside both of you guys, really. It seemed like both of you were basically breaking from the inside out.
You know, I said to myself, either this guy's going to knock me out or I'm going to die in this ring. Right. And I'm looking at him because mentally I'm still there for the most part. Right. And I was like, yo, I seen this guy fight so much better. You know, I seen him fight so much better. You know, so on my end, my potassium level was over a 6.0. That's why dog fight round two is so important, because it's not like me. I'm not a medical professional. So if I was to say certain things, it makes it seem like, hey, this dude is making, you know, excuses. Mm-hmm. But when someone who's been inside the business for 15, 20 plus years, you know, give their medical expertise to say, listen, the only way your potassium could have gotten to this stage is only two ways. Either it was induced, either it was digested or injected, right? And I know, you know, that for a lot of people, they wanted, you know, to see fireworks. Everybody that I had fought prior, they got knocked out. I'm a brawler. I never said I was a boxer, you know, or a technician. I'm coming inside there. I asked the people a while ago, I said, hey, you ever seen Bigfoot fight? They say, no. I said, me neither, but I bet you it ain't pretty. I'm coming in there to get the W, you know, and right. That's what I was aiming to do. And I was willing to leave it all inside,
you did, man.
You know, the ring. So I have to come back.
Well, one more before we get you out of here. This past, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Kimbo's son is fighting in Bellator, and he's gotten off to a really, really good start in his career. And he made note that he wanted to bring a fight down here to Miami and that there were some people calling him out. So I read into this, and apparently there were some guys that either you train or are connected to you. Do you know any side, your side to this story, and would that be something you're interested in, doing almost like a Kimbo versus Dada part two, but in a lower weight class with one of your guys?
Well, you know, it'll be hard to do a Kimbo Dada fight too. I think that I'm one of the best in the business when it comes down to putting butts in chairs and marketing and so forth like that, you know. And if it's one of my guys, you know, I would have to be behind the scene really drumlining it up to make it, I'm talking about like scorching, fiery hot. And yes, it is a little interest there, but we have to make sure that, you know, the guy or the guys are inside pristine shape. You know, I got to give it to this kid. You know, he's going, he looks like, you know, he's more focused than his dad, and he's
younger. He trains with monsters, and he looks well rounded. He trains with absolute studs out there, so you can see the growth that's been there. But I love fight promotion. I tell these guys, I like fight.
You want to fight down here?
I like fight promotion almost better than I like the fights. I think I'm fascinated by it, and I just thought, I was like, man, that does sound like a pretty awesome idea.
I really feel like it will be big. It will be big for the economy. I know that the people will definitely come out, but you know, I would tell his son, you know, to pack a lunch. We got guys inside the backyard that hit hard, you know, and we have resources now. So we have, you know, guys like AJ, you know, Stewart. We have guys like, you know, a Chocolate, who have one of the nastiest knockouts ever recorded in dogfight.
And he also
fought Bruce Leroy, who came from the backyard also.
Watch your mouth.
Who's in the UFC.
Bruce Leroy. Alex Caceres, who fights in the UFC. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And my guy fought him twice. It was awesome.
Yeah, you don't really like Dada. Like, there's Jorge Masvidal. Guys have come from where Dada's at to go to the highest of levels. It's fascinating, man. Thank you for stopping by today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. And I just want to say to everybody that's out there, you know, they have to understand that, you know, we're the best at what we do. And we create opportunity for these guys to take their game to the next level. So when you look at, you know, the backyard, it's a catalyst. These guys may start there to get that attention from there, but who knows where they could take their game and what they can be, you know. And I'm just a spokesman, a representative for the movement.
When's the next one come out?
The next one we're gonna wrap it up in June.
Yeah,
we're gonna do the fight scenes in June because we got all of the meat and potatoes out of the way.
Right.
We've been filming this thing since 2015, since I took the Kimbo fight.
Right.
You know, and we have unbelievable footage. My gosh, when you guys see this thing, you're gonna be mind blown because we didn't expect none of the footage that we got for us to get. We didn't know what it was gonna be, and we're gonna wrap that up. Then we're gonna do the trailer. Once we drop the trailer, you know, we're looking at first quarter of 2019. Because, again, you have, you know, Netflix involved now. So people have expectations.
Absolutely.
They have, you know,
you want to hit a home run with it.
They want to get it, you know, back by.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
There you go.
Dot of 5,000. Thank you for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.